is on the WGN Newsline is U.S. Representative Don Manzillo, Republican from the Rockford area. Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. You've seen the movie Dr. Strangelove?
It sounds like a sequel to the next James Bond movie.
Well, you know what's interesting is the president in the movies, the Russian president's first name is Dmitry.
Mm-hmm.
And right now the president of Russia's name is, I believe it's Dmitry.
Okay, you're getting ready to write a novel. David Brown's next novel will put those two together.
But we've done away with this missile shield, the idea from the Bush administration, and the current administration, the Obama administration, is saying this is going to reshape the landscape. What's your thought on that?
Well, it's complicated. The some people out there are saying that the United States had to pull away from the missile shield in Poland with the radar detectors in the Czech Republic, actually in exchange for permission for U.S. Planes to overfly parts of Russia to get into Afghanistan, and also by removing the shield from those two former USSR countries, that it heightens the opportunity for better START talks, that because START 2 expires at the end of December.
Could you explain START to those?
It's the strategic arms. It's the treaty between the U.S. and Russia on diminishing the amount of arms between the two countries aimed at each other. And that, of course, started under President Reagan. So that's the intrigue that's going on. The problem with the politics of Russia and the United States, and of course the president's placed in a very difficult position, is that the Russians are rejoicing, thinking the U.S. backed off on the missile shield, even though the president, along with the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Secretary Gates, think that by putting an anti-missile system on a GS ships and trucks that roam around various parts of that area, that would be a sufficient deterrent. But, you know, what may work strategically doesn't always work politically. And to me, this shows a sense of weakening, a sense of apology, a sense of backing off to the Iranians, and we'll only encourage them to increase more of their yellow cake into uranium hexafluoride.
So, Congressman, there are so many who right now, a lot of this conversation is going over their head, because I don't think they realize that there is still a finger, there is still a button, and there are still missiles pointed at each other that could destroy much of this planet. I'm going to ask you about that right after WGN Traffic and Weather on the 7s. It is 6:17, and we're talking on the WGN Newsline right now with U.S. Representative Don Manzullo from the Rockford area. The question that I was talking about just before we went to the break, Congressman, was that there are still nuclear warheads and they're still pointed at people. Where are the? Who has nukes and where are they pointed?
Well, the when President Reagan initiated the talks in '82, we had about 1,600 ICBMs that were aimed at each other between the two countries, and the goal was to reduce those by about 80%. But we still, you know, we still have a huge number of some pretty nasty weapons that are aimed at each other, and START 1, you know, evolved into START 2, so that the two countries, United States and Russia, would recognize that the Cold War is over, that people should START acting more civilly towards each other, and that it wasn't necessary to keep that many missiles aimed at each other, because that simply increases the opportunity for a mistake or mistaken launch.
I'd like to bring it home right now. If I'm on the Eisenhower Expressway right now and I'm driving into work, there is still a nuclear missile that is aimed at Chicago that could take me out. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the case, and vice versa, probably at Moscow. So, you know, Reagan and Gorbachev understood that you have to START winding down the impact of the Cold War. Now we've got something that's you know, pretty frightening, because Russia is too close to Iran. The Russians are actually in a sense of jubilation, thinking that the Americans have backed off, And finally, Steny Hoyer, the majority leader, said that they want to bring up the Iran Sanctions Act. I'm a member of the Foreign Relations Committee on the Subcommittee on Terrorism, Nuclear Proliferation, and Trade. And we've been waiting for some time for our own committee to mark up this Iran sanctions bill, which has over 300 co-sponsors. The president has not moved that because he's trying to move all these dominoes at one time. But our big concern is the fact that Iran may have gotten the wrong message, that they'll continue with their enrichment. And we don't know how far they're away from actually coming up with the basics of a bomb if they're not already there. And you can imagine the impact that that would have in the Middle East and throughout the world.
The next question, totally different topic here, mm-hmm. that I have for you, is the trip to Copenhagen. Mm-hmm. Do you think President Obama should be headed to Copenhagen? Right now he says he's not going.
No, I think it's appropriate for him to stay here. He's sending Michelle. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to meet her. She's very charming. She's also very athletic. And I think, you know, the president's got his hands full. He doesn't need to be overseas trying to convince somebody to bring the Olympics to Chicago. And I think his wife would make an excellent emissary on that.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for getting up early and coming on with us.
You bet. Talk to you later.
Talk to you a little bit later. That's U.S. Representative Don Amanzullo. He's from the Rockford area, talking to us about everything from Star Wars to Copenhagen.